Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good morning. It's still morning. Praise the Lord. Before we take our seats, I just want us to boldly proclaim our 2025 prophetic confession. It should be on the overhead and on your screens if you're fellowshipping with us online. So if we're ready, please let us go. Hallelujah. One, two, go. 2025. Is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led, I am ahead. I am blessed, I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am an anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued. Mountains are removed. Promises are produced. And the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah! I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet. With long life he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Welcome to the house of the Lord. It's such a blessing to be here in front of God's people. Happy to see you all. Happy to see you all. It's a blessing. You know, when you see each other Sunday in, Sunday out, it really isn't guaranteed. But the Lord makes it possible for us to see yet another day. Amen and amen. Just want to give God praise for the privilege to minister his word to his people. I cannot take it for granted. So I'm just in awe of how far the Lord has brought me, you know, and just to be standing in front of God's people and bringing forth his word. And then it's amazing. And special greetings from our senior pastor to all of you. He wants me to extend his greetings, Pastor Tino, as well. Just appreciate our senior pastor. I think I was watching our midweek service this week, and then it dawned on me that to do that week in, week out takes a lot. It's not as easy as it looks. There's nothing easy about it, because you're preaching God's word to God's people. It's an audience of one. It's an audience of one. But that word comes with power, comes with precision, comes with planning, and it goes forth because it is backed by the word of God. So we appreciate our senior pastor for that. So this morning, before we get started, just let's say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. We're gathered around your word. Your word says that you watch over your word to perform it. Word is quick, it is active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Therefore, Lord, pierce to our hearts, O God. Break our hearts for the things that break yours this morning. Speak through me, O Lord. Touch my lips. Let your word land on fertile ground. And let us mix it with faith so that we can run and give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there's work to be done. There's work to be done. There's work to be done. If you look around life, there's work scattered everywhere. There's internal work, there's external work. But there's work to be done. So today I'll be ministering on the topic, there is work to be done. I will do the possible. Amen. I will do the possible. There is work to be done. Amen. So over the past few months, I believe since March, early March, a senior pastor has been ministering to us on the need for us to elevate our minds. Oh, thank God. Everybody's still awake. Thank God. Praise God. Senior pastors are ministering to us about renovating your mind, elevate your life. Amen. And according to the word of God in Isaiah 55:8-9, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways and thoughts higher than ours. Renovate your mind. Elevate your life. So when you hear that topic, you can see that there are two verbs. There's the verb renovate, and there's the verb elevate. Not an English teacher. I'm blessed. My mom, my mother-in-law, English teachers. So I cannot fail in English. Those are verbs. Amen. Renovate your mind. Elevate your life. Renovate and elevate. Actions are required, right?
Yes.
Have to do work. There is work to be done. And God takes his responsibility seriously. So let me ask you a quick question. Who is going to do the work? Who is going to do the work? And I was, thank you. I will do the work. I will do the work that the Lord has sent me to do. Do the work that is aligned with God's word, God's will. Amen. And then this took me back to when I got to this point, when I was preparing this message, took me back to my secondary school days. Now, I don't know if everybody here went to the boarding house, but I went to I went to boarding school. So there'll be situations whereby they just gather a bunch of boys around, and then there's work. Lots of work. And this was the stance back then. Everybody would just stand. We're looking at the work. It needs to be done. But nobody's raising up their hands. Nobody's taking responsibility at all. And in life, it's like that. The work is there. But everybody's standing around looking at the work. Like miraculously, God is going to come back and it just disappears. The work needs to be done.
Amen.
So looking at the work, and then eventually they will divvy up the work. And I don't mind being tall, but if there was a time I didn't want to be the tallest or close to the tallest, was that time. Because they just imagine it's expected. You're tall, strong. So, what's that? We have five of us. So, you take 40%. No, wait. So, you know how that goes. But who is going to do the work? Whose responsibility is it to do the work required? And I thank God because as Deaconess Maria was ministering this morning during the offering, she said, God has his part. You have your part. So, we have our part. God has his part. Let's not get it confused at all. God is not the author of confusion. His part is clear. It is impossible. You cannot do it. And I think it's so important for us to remember that we're not helping God at all. God can take care of it all by himself. So when we look at renovate your mind, whose part is that? That is our part. And when we look at elevate your life, whose part is that? That's not a trick question. Whose part is that? God's part. Someone can be really, really smart and be like, It's my part because I can elevate my life by renovating my mind. You might get, 90%. But that is the way I view it. No, you cannot orchestrate everything that is required for you to elevate your life. You just can't. The doable part for you is to renovate your mind, transform your mind, renew your mind, become a hearer, a doer of the word, meditate on the word of God. That's on us. But you see, that transformation the peace, the healing that is part of the elevation for your life. That total life prosperity, as we've learned, that is God's part. For your life to be elevated, listen, you need to get on the elevator of the Holy Spirit. There's just no way. True elevation, not the way the world sees it. True elevation comes from the Lord, and the Lord alone. That is God's part. So we all agree that we need God. Regardless, you need God to do your part, because he's the giver of life. He's the giver of wisdom. He's the giver of the strength. And his part, he says, he will do. His covenant, he will never break. He has promised he can never fail. And our God is a God of order. We've learned about walking in God's due order. Our confession says, I walk in God's due order. This is my due season. It's very important that we walk in God's due order. When there is order, there is no confusion. There is peace. There is excellence. There is clarity. Now, on the flip side, when there is no order, there's chaos. There's pandemonium. There's just a state of disarray. It's a mess. Thank God for his order. Thank God for the exceptional way that he does things. I love the way God does things. It's always beautiful. When you come out on the other side, you're like, wow, I couldn't have done this. This is not me. This can only be God. And that's how we should look at the blessings of God. Take no glory. It says, my glory cannot give to another. It's mine. And God loves us so much. No stress. When God says do something, there is no stress. It is us that puts the stress on ourselves. Because everything he asks, everything he commands us to do, he has provided the grace for us to do it. Every single thing. His covenant with us has no stress. No stress. His blessings, no stress. Blessings of the Lord, they make it rich. They add no sorrow. It's all good. Everywhere the Lord went, he was doing good. Till this day, everywhere the Lord goes, good. Amen. If you go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, all of God's promises are yes and amen. Let's read from the NLT version. Says, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. He is a covenant-keeping God. He is more than able, and he always delivers on every promise he has given us. I'd like to add, with perfection. Is this perfect way God does it? It's beyond perfect. It's above perfect. We can't even, it's undescribable. You can't even put an English, I believe the English word has not yet been created. So like I said, every word that God has given us through his word is doable and very achievable. And it's always for our good. Same yesterday, today, and forever. So any future command is doable as well. The commands in the Bible are doable. So when God says, do this, in today's world, current day time, if God speaks to you, you know that this is the word, this is the voice of God. It is doable. Angel Gabriel said to Mary in Luke 1:37, he said, for with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. God is always dependable. He's always clear. He's always consistent. So he will never command you to do the impossible. I thank God that God is not man. Oh boy. Because we see it everywhere you go. Just give a man, give a woman a little bit of power. Not too much, just a little bit. and that's like their freshman year. Just give them a little. Then you start to see some things. Just because you have a little bit of power, then you want to show that you have all the power. Little bit, like they totally flip it. They don't get it right. They don't. They never do. And I'm just looking at them, and I'm just like, my God. You know? And you pity them, you know? You pity them, whether they are believers or non-believers. The non-believers, you even pity the most. Because you're, I mean, the believers, you pity the most. Because you're like, you know. You know this is wrong. But make your choice. Stand on that righteous hill. That you are the best thing. Very good. There's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. I mean, and that tomorrow, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Except the Lord. Except the Lord. Nobody knows. And I love that. It's not for us to know. I remember I was having a conversation with my sister-in-law many years ago. And we're just talking and in Pennsylvania. And she said, it's not for us to know. I'm like, my goodness. It was deep. That was all. No, it's not for us to know. And that word really sank deep within me because it's not for us to know. That is for the Lord. So we walk in that power that God knows everything. But I take that step, that next step. Trusting the God who sees, the God who knows, the God who stays, the God who is always dependable, who is always clear, the God who is consistent, the God who has shown me love unconditionally. That's the Lord we trust. So we know that he will never command us to do the impossible. He will never steer us wrong. If he says do it, you have the backing. Amen. You have what it takes to do it. Amen. That is the possible. Yes. It's always possible. If God says do it, it is possible. Amen. So last Sunday, Pastor Kemi was ministering to us on the power of confessing God's promises. I think I just said Pastor Kemi, and he looked up. No, I'm not calling you up front. That's how I am. A ministry, and then you hear your name, you're like, oh my God. No, it's all good. It's all good, Pastor Kevin. But thank you for that powerful word last week. Was ministering to us on the power of confessing God's promises, which is our responsibility, by the way. It is your responsibility to confess God's promises. And then we read about Prophet Ezekiel and the valley of the and the vision of the valley of the dry bones in Ezekiel 37. And as Pastor Kermit was talking, we're talking about bones, 206 different bones in the body. I'm like, wow, really? I thought there were more. But well, that's to let you know. I did pass biology, so don't laugh at me. I did pass biology. But there are 206 different bones in the body. So thank you for sharing that. And I think there are like 172 pairs. So maybe I think I heard that. But when he was talking about that, I think when you have kids, you start to see things like jigsaw puzzles and Legos. So I saw jigsaw puzzles, a jigsaw puzzle of bones. Wow. And every time you approach the Word of God, you have to come with fresh eyes. We've heard this story for years. We just thought, ten bones, right? If you really think about it, you thought there were only 10 bones in that place. But it's an exceeding great army. So, is it 10,000 different bodies times how many different bones? And then I think we heard head here, skull here, limbs here, cartilage here. God said what? As messy as it looks, as out of order as it looks, prophesy.
Amen. Amen.
Ah. Say, can these bones live down the west? Prophesy. That was the command. It's possible. Speak. I put my words on your lips. Speak. And the prophet spoke. And then, Lord, prophet did the possible. God did the impossible. Breathed life into the bones. And they lived a great, vast army. And one of the things I found very remarkable about prophet Ezekiel is that God visited him in a vision and gave him specific commands in the vision. And he executed those commands in the vision. He prophesied and saw God manifest the impossible in the vision. He activated the impossible by obediently carrying out God's commands to prophesy to the dry bones. But for prophet Ezekiel, the thus saith the Lord didn't stop with the vision. He took that word post-vision to the intended recipients. Took that word to the whole house of Israel. Because it's very easy for him to have stopped at the "I saw the vision." But he took that voice, he took that command to the children of Israel. And prophecy fulfilled. When we align with God's will, and do the possible, God manifests his power in the impossible. So it's so important for us to know that our obedience in the natural, that's what activates God's intervention in the supernatural. That is God's due order. Because Mary was talking this, was ministering this morning, and she said that this is where the natural and the supernatural intersect. I'm like, this is beautiful. Amen. With God, how comes after yes? You have to say yes first. You surrender first. You obey first. Then you start to see details. You start to see clarity. Total obedience. Total obedience precedes total understanding and total clarity. Amen. You're not going to have it all figured out. Just trust, obey, do. It is possible. Amen. For some of us today, you're just understanding why God commanded you to do the possible 20, 15, 10, 5 months ago. Today is just because you're just getting understanding. It's just becoming clear to you. For some of us, it's okay. This is why God made me do this. Then God instructed me to do this then for a time like this. And it's beautiful. So we sow those seeds of possibilities, those actions, we sow them today. According to the Lord's commands, God said, do this, you do it. Total understanding, total clarity will come. He will show you. We can't live life with misplaced priorities. I remember years ago we were on vacation, and it was a long time ago. And then we saw this car. The sticker on the car was, "God is my co-pilot." Ah, exactly, ha. But at that point, yeah, I was still coming up in the Lord. So I entered the car. I will not lie. I will be honest, I entered the car. But knowing what I know now, I had no business. Thank God for his protection. But he said, "God is my co-pilot." No, 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 no. Bro, you get me wrong. God cannot be your co-pilot. That's implying that you are the pilot. Ha! No. But if we're all honest with ourselves, there are some areas of our lives whereby we've made God the co-pilot. There's some areas of our lives whereby we've actually said, "God, just not even sit. You're closing the door. Sit." It's like you're closing the door. Let me handle this my way. And sometimes it's subconscious. Sometimes they're on a holy hill. Wait, that's what you're doing. May the Lord open our eyes so that we don't miss him. Can't imply that you are the pilot and God is the co-pilot. God is your assistant. Can you hear that? God is not your assistant. God is the pilot. We are passengers on this. We're passengers on this flight. It's not even. Nah, you're not even a co-pilot. You don't want to be a co-pilot. You want one pilot. If there's any pilot you want flying your plane, it is the Lord. And if you look at it, when you're high up there, truly the Lord is the pilot. Not that pilot who's in the cockpit. It's one of those miraculous things. You're up there in the air, just like, "My goodness, it's beautiful up here." Where's the Lord holding that plane? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So we trust God. We trust his direction. You trust his altitude. You trust his destination. God has a good place for you. 100 days left to the end of the year. There's a destination for 2025. There's your destination. There's where you want. There's where God wants you to be at the end of 2025. And by the special grace of God, those two will align. Amen. Because I want to be where God wants me to be at the end of 2025. Amen. But for us to do that, we have to do the possible. We have to see the work and do it. Do it fast. There's timing. There's timing. That which God has ordained for 2025, let's do it in 2025. Let's not procrastinate. Let's do the work. Matthew 6, 31 to 33. Word of God says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?' For all these things do Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." See, God never puts the cart before the horse. Never. We do the possible by seeking God's kingdom first. This is a command that we seek first the kingdom of God. In every area of our lives, we seek first the kingdom of God. We seek first his righteousness. Then the blessings will follow. The world wants the blessings before anything else. Give me the blessings. Give me those blessings now. Call me prodigal if you want. I want it now. You know? They're not ready to do the possible. They just want to see the supernatural. They want to see the impossible before you do the work. Just like For our young adults, for our children in school right now, take for example examinations. You have to study before you take the exam, right? Yes. That's the order. You can't take the exam and study later. It's not possible. Tried that once. Did not work out so well. I mean, you know, it did not. Yes! Thank God it was a test. So it wasn't an exam. But, you know, I was being young. I didn't study. So everybody else was. But I didn't study and I refused to cheat. I didn't study. So we had other friends. They cheated. Do not cheat. That is unacceptable. I had other friends. Yeah, I guess friends then. But they cheated. So when everybody got their results, I didn't do the work. I didn't do the possible, right? But I wanted, what was I expecting? I basically didn't write anything on it. But I remember the feeling of seeing that zero. And you just love, I love African teachers. Ooh. Oh boy, that zero was big. To be honest, I did not think it was a zero. I think it was a circle, but it was a zero. Because I did not do the possible. You know? But this is life. You don't want to study, but you want to pass. This is not done that way. You don't want to work, but you want to eat. It's not done that way. You know? If you're willing and obedient, which is work, then you will eat the good of the land. Amen. There's always the possible. There's always the possible. Word of God says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The ask, seek, and knock, that's you. Yeah. That is your part. The receive, find, and open, that is God's part. Yeah. The how he will make you receive. Yeah, my God, it's just leave it in his hands. It's very, very, it's comfortable. It's at 350 degrees in the oven. It's been nicely baked. Right temperature. When it comes out, it'll be beautiful. Patience. It's amazing how some people really just, I mean, you're quoting the promises of God, you're standing on the promises of God, but you're not doing the work. And it's like fire. I think we were talking about this yesterday, whereby it's fire. It's just the promises. It's the promise. Good. Focus. Stand on God's promises, but be very intentional about doing that which is possible according to his will and commands. Be very intentional. Yes. Yesterday, was at a funeral yesterday, and just looking at my friend's 18-year-old daughter, giving a tribute to her dad, who's now passed away. One thing that she said was, her dad taught her to be intentional with her goals. And that stuck with me. That's how we should be with the commands of God. Be intentional. Let your focus do that which do the thus saith the Lord. Yes. Do it with everything. Because your possible is a seed. It is a seed. You're casting that seed. It's possible you can show love. How hard is it to show love? How hard is it to rejoice with those who rejoice, to mourn with those who mourn? Those are commands. How hard is it to pray? How hard is it to study God's word? Those things are possible, and they are within your power. Because the Holy Spirit will help you. The word of God says that if you lack wisdom, ask. And God will give you. He will not hold back. If you lack wisdom, do the possible and ask. There's no shame. When you come to God, there is no shame. And the Lord was ministering to me this morning as I was driving to work. I mean, it just really hit me that there's some areas of my life whereby I haven't told God that, God, I am weak. You know, you haven't gotten to that. That means that you haven't really understood that, or you haven't come to accept that in this area you are weak. And you need to get to an area whereby you look at your strength, your natural strength, and it is under your feet. Total surrender. You just lay it down. And then you ask God for the strength. Amen. Tell him, Lord, I'm desperate. I need you. This one, I cannot do it on my own. I know that with your power, with your wisdom, with your strength, I can do it. So help me. Help me, Lord. And he will. He will never turn his back away from you. Never. He will not brag. He will not be like, oh, so you came back finally. No. That's a human being. Oh, so you thought you were. Yeah, exactly. You thought you were all that and a bag of chips and you and now you're back. Okay, just stay in that first. just wait. You know, that's not God. God is always on time. He is always on time. So sow that possible seed. Sow that seed which is possible. So in closing today, I mean, God is so good. He has his responsibility to manifest the impossible in our lives. In every situation, God will do the impossible. He is able to. And he can do it. But you have your own part to play. To trust and to obey God. And to do that which aligns with God's word and his commands. And then also never forget that our part is always doable. Because God never commands us to do the impossible. You must be intentional in your execution of God's commands. You have to do it with everything you have unto the Lord, pleasing with a cheerful heart. It's not like you're doing the possible and you're complaining through it. No, count it all joy. God loves you. The wisdom, the strength, he's given it. Giving you the grace. You can do it. I can do it. Holy Spirit is there for us. And then also focus on your own God-given assignment. Focus on doing what's possible. Stay in your lane. Don't hear a sermon like this and instantly you're thinking about, ooh, my husband, my wife, someone distant. Look inward. Don't get distracted. Write your own exam. Look inward. I mean, one of the things I like to do is I love to watch track, which I found out. You see me watching track and field. I just go, I lose myself in the TV because it's exciting. Now you see all these athletes just running. staying in their own lane, running their own race. They did the possible. Now we see them on TV, they're running. I'm a huge Usain Bolt fan. Now, for some reason, brother is fast. I just fast, 9.58 in 100 meters. But he did the possible. He practiced. He practiced. Practice. I think they're saying that he practiced 4 years to come and run less than 10 seconds. But he did the work. Let's do the work. We can do the work. We can praise God in the midst of every storm. That is possible. That is our responsibility. There's a storm. Storms will come, storms will go. But your praise never leaves you. Prayer never leaves you. Meditating on God's word should never leave you. Those are your responsibility. Word of God says, let every man prove his own work. Let every man, let every woman bear his or her own burden. Focus on your own race and be intentional about it. You can do the impossible. Amen. Amen. Let's just be on our feet as we bring this service to a close this morning. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, just begin to speak unto the Lord. You may be out there thinking that some things are not possible, that some things are not doable, but be of good cheer. God's grace is more than sufficient for you. Says his word says his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So right this moment, I just want you to tap into God's grace, God's power, God's wisdom to do the possible. Ask God for strength. Ask him to open your eyes to see that which he needs you to execute now. Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see you for who you truly are. A great God who's ready to manifest the impossible on behalf of your children. Father, give us the wisdom. Help us. Help us. Help us not to shy away from this work that needs to be done in us. Work that needs to be done in your kingdom. Help us to do the possible. You've commanded us to enlarge our tents. Plant pegs. Make it firm. Stand tall. Look unto the Lord. Trust and obey you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're a good God. Thank you, Lord, because we will sow seeds as we will leave this place today. We will sow seeds. We will do the possible. We will sow seeds. There'll be fruitfulness in all that we do. Father, we will trust you more. We will know you more. We will love you more. We will obey you more, O Lord. Total obedience, O God. Total obedience, O God. Father, we say thank you for your peace. You said that you will keep him in perfect peace. He whose mind does the possible, he whose mind is stayed upon you. Father God, our minds are stayed upon you. We have the mind of Christ. We think the thoughts of God. We walk in God's due order. This is our due season. Father God, we will see the impossible be manifested right before our own eyes, because we choose to do the possible according to your will, according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen.